Good morning. It's Friday, the 1st of May, 2026. This is the AI Meze from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. Today we've got Qatar quietly turning on a sovereign AI cloud, an Egyptian edtech rebuilding itself as the operating system for Arab classrooms, and a Dubai gifting marketplace lending $10 million to walk into Saudi Arabia with agents, not headcount. First up, the news that didn't need a press conference. AirRived and the Wisdom Technology have switched on Qatar's first sovereign agentic AI cloud. Built specifically for energy operators, government bodies and financial institutions, the whole stack runs inside Wisdom's Doha Data Center, with AirRived's agentic OS sitting on top. What's interesting isn't the hardware, it's the philosophy. Doha isn't trying to outbuild Abu Dhabi or Riyadh on raw compute, they're going straight for the orchestration layer. Customers can fine-tune large language models, build deep reasoning systems, and ship intelligent workflows without hiring scarce AI engineers. There's already a marketplace of prepackaged agents for cybersecurity, IT operations, and core banking baked in. Until now, Qatar's regional AI play was the December launch of QAI, the QIA-backed national AI vehicle. That signaled intent. This actually ships product. The takeaway? You don't need a $30 billion data center program to run a credible sovereign AI strategy in the Gulf. A focused agent layer over a domestic data center is enough to start, and Doha just proved it. Now this is interesting. Egyptian EdTech iSchool has acquired Cairo software firm Rubikal, folding all the 21 engineers and the founding team in-house. Rubikal's co-founder, Mohamed Ibrahim, takes over as chief technology officer. His co-founder, Mustafa Badawi, comes in as VP of engineering. On paper, it's an acquisition. In reality, it's a pivot. iSchool started in 2018 as a live gamified coding tutor for kids. With this deal, they're publicly repositioning as an AI-native infrastructure platform for K-12 schools across the Arab world. That's a much bigger swing. We're talking curriculum delivery, assessment, content personalization, teacher co-pilots, the lot. The two firms have been working together for 3 years, with Rubikal effectively serving as iSchool's external engineering arm. Now that bench is in-house, just as iSchool is scaling institutional contracts with ministries of education and private school networks across more than 20 countries. Why does this matter? Because MENA's edtech sector has been waiting for a credible AI infrastructure play, and most regional incumbents have been content to bolt ChatGPT onto a tutor app. iSchool is taking the harder swing. If they pull it off, they become the operating system that Arab schools use to run AI in the classroom. The GCC alone is on track to spend billions on AI-enabled education by 2030, and right now most of that budget is going to Western vendors with no Arabic-first product. That's the gap iSchool is going after. Okay, story number three. Dubai's Flowow has rebranded as Eudora, picked up $10 million in private funding, and confirmed a Saudi launch in the third quarter. The capital goes into a regional build-out and an upgraded AI engine for product matching, customer support, and seller operations. The AI numbers here are unusually specific for a consumer marketplace. Eudora's support co-pilot already resolves 41% of incoming tickets without a human in the loop. It's cut resolution time by 10.5%, while keeping customer satisfaction at 92.4%. That's the kind of metric you usually see from enterprise AI vendors, not from a gifting platform. The platform connects customers to florists, confectioners, and artisan sellers across more than 50 markets and 1,500 cities. In the UAE alone, the seller network grew 66.5% in 2025, with every order fulfilled by a local small or medium business. MENA already contributes about a third of the company's gross merchandise value globally. The bigger lesson here is about where AI agents are actually winning commercially in the region. It isn't in frontier models, it's in the unsexy back office of consumer marketplaces, where one well-trained customer service agent removes a meaningful chunk of payroll. Eudora's playbook for Saudi entry is also worth copying. Build your cost structure around agents, localize your sellers heavily, and arrive in Riyadh with a credibility margin earned in Dubai. Right, let's wrap up with the view from AI in Arabia. Look at these three stories side by side and a pattern jumps out. Qatar is buying its sovereign agent layer wholesale. Egypt's iSchool is buying its engineering layer to ship Arabic first agents into schools. Eudora is buying scale by routing customer support and merchandising through agents before it ever opens a Riyadh office. Three different countries, three different parts of the value chain, and the same conclusion. The agent, not the model, is the unit of competitive advantage in the Arab world right now. The implication for the next 12 months is sharper than it sounds. The Gulf has already ordered the GPUs and broken ground on the data centers. The marginal dollar from MENA capital allocators is shifting to whoever can package an agent and sell it to a ministry, a school, or a marketplace at scale. Founders building horizontal frontier models out of Riyadh, Abu Dhabi, or Cairo should treat this as a warning. The buyers, both sovereign and commercial, want vertical agents that work on day one, not foundation models that promise to. Investors who price that shift in early will own the next cycle. Everyone else will be selling shovels in a market that's already moved on to mining. That's the AI Mezzé for Friday from AI and Arabia's intelligence desk. We'll see you tomorrow.